Before I explain the significance of noticing the color red, I invite you to reflect back on the last 4 days and ask yourself, did you take on the assignment to notice red? How frequently and how often did you mindfully pay attention to your environment so that you could detect red in every object you encountered? Did you perhaps hear the assignment and, although you well intended to engage it, it somehow was forgotten and life got in the way, so you didn't encounter anything red, or if you did, you didn't notice. So first, simply take notice of the extent to which you undertook this assignment seriously. Did you count the number of times every day in your head that you encountered red? Did you reach the number 100 and quit, or did you keep counting? On some days, did you just not want to do it because it was too hard or too mentally challenging, even though making a mental count creates new neural networks? Reflect back and just acknowledge your approach to the challenge to notice red. Let me now explain the significance of this challenge. In one way, it comes across as a childlike game, something like Waldo. Waldo is an entity that is found in children's pictures, and the child has to look all over the picture before they find Waldo. And when they do, they point and say, "Hooray!" And the parent, of course, also says, "Yay!" But actually, the assignment has far more serious and important implications than simply a child's game, although we don't want to underestimate the importance of that as well. Colors are associated with frequencies. Frequencies are embedded in our energy field. Individuals with Parkinson's tend to have energy that surrounds the upper part of their body. This, of course, is not true for all persons, but in general, individuals who tend to encounter symptoms of Parkinson's are go-getters. They're individuals who are focused. They are accomplished. They make things happen. They are the go-to people of the world. If we didn't have that kind of energy, not much would be accomplished in any country or any culture. It's a wonderful, marvelous, delicious, delightful energy that makes things happen. This also has implications, though, for how an individual with the go-to energy runs the frequencies around their physical body. We all have a human energy field. Physics has determined this. There is significant work in making photographs of the energy field around each human being. So this is not mysterious, strange stuff. It's actually rooted in physics. The energy, then, for many persons with Parkinson's tends to be the colors that you find over on the right side of a rainbow. Perhaps purple, perhaps gold, perhaps blue, but not the lower frequency colors. The lowest frequency in the human energy field is red, and it is associated with the first chakra. That's the energy input to the human body that's actually between the two legs. It looks like a funnel of sorts, almost like a tornado. The tip of the cone is nested up against the coccyx or the bottom of the spine for an individual. We all have first chakras, and the reality is, the more we are able to connect with the color red, the more we are able to enlarge and broaden that particular chakra so that we are more solidly connected with Mother Earth. We are centered and we are balanced. Connecting with the color red, then, helps mobility problems because it addresses the center of balance. we are connected to the earth when we are solidly receiving and connected to the color red. The way to think about this then is it's just not a nice color that you find on a child's crayon. Red is a very specific frequency, and it's the frequency that is associated with allowing us to be physically present to ourselves and to others. This notion is called grounding, for those of you who may have heard of that notion. It means that instead of feeling like we are unstable up at the top of our bodies and are having difficulty walking, we are solid. And as we step from the right foot to the left foot, we anchor ourselves into the core of the earth. No chance of falling when our first chakras are open and balanced. How do you then make sure that your first chakra is open, strong, and vibrant? One easy way is to always connect with the color red. This is not a mental issue, however. You literally have to allow the color red to essentially soak into your body. You have to feel the color red. And once you do, you'll find that that first chakra opens up magnificently. Continue then, throughout the rest of the week, to notice the color red. And every time you do so, allow yourself to resonate with that color. When you do, you literally are connecting with that frequency and you are nourishing your first chakra. This exercise is particularly useful to anyone who might be having mobility challenges or balance challenges. No medications are needed here. This is something you can do for yourself. Resonating with that frequency means that balance can no longer be a problem because you are anchored to Mother Earth, and the mother will not allow you to fall or stumble or freeze. Enjoy, if you would, for the rest of the week, encountering the color red. Become red. Be red. Feel red. Resonate with red. If you are fighting against doing this, it probably means that it's an exercise you need to take quite seriously. As you think back to the question I asked in the very beginning, to what extent did you engage this exercise seriously? If you did not, it may be that now is a good time to hunker down and to take it seriously, to reach that count of 100. And furthermore, each time you encounter anything, whether in nature, the sky, the earth, a person, an object, a food, is red, stop and resonate with that color. When you do, it can have marvelous and magnificent healing consequences. And by the way, it's free. It doesn't cost anything. You are helping your body to come back into full balance. Isn't that cool? Robert Rogers, and of course, this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent week noticing the color red.